This is BI Radio.
Hi, I'm Delaney Turner, and today I'm talking to Andrew Manby. Andrew is the Program Director for the Cognos Partnership at IBM and Industry Models. Andrew, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me on.
Could you briefly explain an IBM industry model? What are the core components, and what industries does IBM serve with these models?
When we put together these models, we sort of see a couple of important elements. Firstly is that ability to provide a common set of business terms. Mm-hmm. The second part of it is to provide some specific solution templates, as we call them, mm-hmm. which are really a set of dimensions and measures that could be implemented as a set of MARTs or a set of OLAP cubes. Mm-hmm. So those are the pieces that would sort of readily touch any Cognos implementation. Mm-hmm. And then what we also provide in the models is the piece behind that. That's really the IT model view of the world that sort of represents all of the key attributes and entities across all of your business. Mm-hmm. And typically what happens is that's when we use the information integration capabilities of InfoSphere, mm-hmm. and particularly Information Server, to serve up all that information, cleanse it, and put it into the model. Mm-hmm. So today we have models for companies who are trying in the retail space, CPG, distribution, mm-hmm. Banking, insurance, telco, and also US-based healthcare payers as well.
Could you explain what the role of the Cognos solutions and technologies within these industry models?
Yeah, absolutely. So in a whole sort of performance management fabric, if you like, mm-hmm. where someone is sitting there getting the benefit of the dashboard or the scorecard, mm-hmm. or maybe some real-time reporting, what the roles the models play is really sort of become that sort of integration point. Mm-hmm. So what their role is it gives a definition for all of that information to come from your production applications, maybe from your branch systems, maybe from your CRM systems, maybe from your manufacturing systems, and allow the integration in infrastructure to be able to put that information in all in the right places. Mm-hmm. So when I do reporting, I'm reporting on a single view of the information, albeit all of the different facets that represent all the key performance indicators in your business.
Now, we've seen that the best performance management deployments are those that that bring IT users and business users together to cooperate.
Right.
How do IBM industry models achieve that dynamic?
Yeah, it's quite interesting. One of the things we sort of find is that most people's reaction to the word models normally is, well, okay, we have some models around our enterprise, and and your listeners know that mm-hmm. we never move into a greenfield site,
right?
So our models, what we really sort of try and focus on is really getting to business. That's really the same approach that Cognos is going after. Mm-hmm. It's really sort of addressing the business needs of the users. And how we sort of quantify that is by putting something in front of them that the chief marketing officer, the chief mm-hmm. risk officer, the chief financial officer, the VP of customer services, maybe the chief medical officer would understand. Mm-hmm. So we engage in a conversation with them and we show them aspects of the key performance indicators of the models and say, right,
okay,
what's your most pressing problem?
Right.
And then we take them down a series of, okay, well, is profitability your challenge? Is mm-hmm. it asset and liability management? Is it customer churn?
Mm-hmm. These are all key business terms that a business user would understand.
Yes, exactly. So it almost becomes, it's quite enticing to mm-hmm. sort of even think about the concept, mm-hmm. is that you're allowing business to scope the solution. Mm-hmm. And then because of the way the models are structured, those set of business requirements turn into a set of definitions for the IT infrastructure. So mm-hmm. it becomes very easy. Okay, so IT say, all right, I now have business signing off on the requirements,
right,
and now I have some assets to go and implement.
Right. Could you walk me through maybe a more detailed example of how an IBM industry model is deployed?
It sort of starts at the beginning. Mm-hmm. It starts at the point where, there's a business pain.
Right.
I mean, typically the models are there to solve a challenge. Maybe the challenge is a regulatory reporting, so it could be something that could be related to a compliance challenge they're having, a financial reporting challenge. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's more on the how do I generate more income for the business? So
right.
It's more of a CRM, how do I penetrate my existing customer base? And then that sort of leads to a set of questions there about, do I have data latency challenges? Am mm-hmm. I not getting the information I need on time? Do I have data quality challenges? So is the information not a consistent, accurate form?
Right.
And then, you know, am I getting consolidated view, that single view of right. the information across those systems?
Mm-hmm.
So first of all, we pick the requirements, you know, the user's scope, that maybe mm-hmm. it's the chief marketing officer is very interested in CRM.
Right.
Because maybe they're launching a new product. So we pick that area. What we would do then is then we would work with the business analyst team. And we would go out and look for the inventory of data that actually meets that requirement.
Mm-hmm.
So you first of all, once you've got those requirements, you need to make sure that the business can actually support
right.
the aspirations of that particular individual to perform that requirement.
Right.
So once we've done that, we can then implement the data warehouse, the series of MARTs, and then use the information infrastructure to cleanse the information, mm-hmm. to combine it, to take all those different velocities of information,
mm-hmm.
maybe from your SAP, your Siebel, your Oracle application,
right.
and load it into the warehouse and then populate a series of MARTs from there.
Mm-hmm.
Once we've actually put all of that in place with the client, you know, the Cognos Business Intelligence and Performance Management and also some of the financial planning solutions can then come into place and then feed off that data directly.
Mm-hmm.
And then to ensure that we have, you know, a continuous loop, if you like,
mm-hmm.
You know, if the chief market officer suddenly says, well, where did this information come from? You
right.
know, give me some confidence that this figure is correct.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the ability to use the infrastructure to then drill down
mm-hmm.
and then see where the model's been used and give you confidence. Well, yeah, this right. information was prepared on this date
mm-hmm.
and we know that it's of the right accuracy.
It sounds like an end-to-end bulletproof solution.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we like to think about it as performance management with information you can trust.
Information on demand is also a core part of the IBM strategy and vision. How would an IBM industry model fit or support this vision?
So the information on demand vision mm-hmm. is really about enabling organizations to optimize what they do.
Right.
Right? Get better insight, maybe, you know, maybe some of the challenges I mentioned
mm-hmm.
in terms of penetrating the customers, overcoming customer churn, those types of things.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really that solution which I mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's really like two sides of the same coin.
Right.
You know, one is providing that trusted information. The other one is really providing the performance management infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
And the role of the models, I think, is really as an accelerator,
mm-hmm.
right? Because it's almost like you're providing the language, the protocol,
okay.
right? You're mm-hmm. providing the industry flavor
right.
specifically for that. Now, when I say industry flavor, I mean, there are some core elements which are common,
correct.
Like finance, maybe marketing.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there are things, you know, maybe in insurance with things related to intermediary performance,
right.
which is specific to an industry.
Mm-hmm.
So the models play that pivotal role. And also working with the Cognos blueprints, which have already been established out there,
correct.
To provide some more industry content,
mm-hmm.
which allows your Cognos partners,
mm-hmm.
the InfoSphere partners as well, to accelerate the solutions mm-hmm. and the value to the customer.
Well, there's a lot to learn about this. Where would I go to learn more?
Yes, it's very simple. Just go to IBM.com,
mm-hmm.
Go to the search box, type in InfoSphere.
Mm-hmm.
When you get there, you'll see a whole raft of information, everything from information integration, master data management,
mm-hmm.
and the IBM industry models.
Well, Andrew Manby, IBM industry models, thank you for talking with us today.
Thank you very much.
Want better visibility into your bank's performance? Cognos is the Hubble telescope for banking's black holes. With 17 years of proven performance management experience, like our performance management framework that shows you the sweet spots of information that truly make a difference to your performance, or our IBM Cognos performance blueprints that give you a head start to better decisions in key areas like customer profitability and risk. Get better visibility into your performance. Visit cognos.com/telescope today. That's cognos.com/telescope.
Performance management you can listen to. This is BI Radio.